What about be kind to yourself?
Yeah, that one was for my sweet daughter. I've got three kids who are the boys are out of the house, are older now. They're 20 and 19, and my daughter is 16. She is the most like me. Like she's been writing songs since she was like 5 years old. She can sing and she plays piano and guitar wonderfully. And it's just been amazing how it's really fun to have a daughter who is better than you at something. And so I don't know if you know the Enneagram at all. Have you heard of the Enneagram? Like I'm not usually into like personality test type things, but this one's pretty helpful. And the Enneagram number 4 is the kind of emotional artist type temperament. And my daughter and I both like, if we were to take the online test, we would both like be clearly textbook 4s. But the funny thing is my wife is not. She's more like solid and anchored, and she has to deal with these two crybaby artists in the house all the time. So literally yesterday I got in from a jog, and I'd been listening to my headphones on the run, and The Killers is one of my favorite rock bands, but they have a song called Rut, which is this amazing song about the lead singer's wife fighting her way through a depression. And it's this majestic, just triumphant song. And I was just crying while I was jogging. It was so moving to me. I came in the house and I was like, Jamie, I just had this moment where I was ugly crying on the run from listening to this song. And she kind of listened to me patiently. And she said, your daughter just literally pulled out of the driveway and had just been telling me about a song that she heard today that she was making her cry at school. And so like she and I both are like dealing with it. So the reason I bring all that up is that one of the ways that we're similar is that I'm really good at self-loathing and really easily beat myself up and get all up in my head about all the ways that I wish I was. And that internal monologue can be pretty brutal. And my daughter, unfortunately, I've seen her kind of tip in that direction a few times. And so I wrote that song for her one night while I was trying to help her believe help her to remember that she was lovable. And the irony is I wrote it literally as a father talking to his daughter. And while I sang the song for her the very first time, I felt like God said to me, pay attention to the way a father loves his children. And remember that, you know, because the song ended up being for me too.